This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Reports indicate the CFPB may scale back its proposed payday lending rules to focus on short-term loans and trying to get the rule enacted before a Trump appointee takes over. In fiscal 2014 alone, the decision to classify documents made 77.5 million times. 25% of adult Americans who fall into the coverage gap between private insurance and Medicaid now live in Texas because the state chose not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. About 13 million U.S. households plan to camp more this year than last, according to a consulting group. 2013 government shutdown lasted 16 days, stalled almost $4 billion in refunds to taxpayers, and cost the National Park Service $500 million, among other negative effects. Protests over corruption and neglect of infrastructure and economic development in the Rif region of Morocco are now the longest protest in that region since the Arab Spring. 984-foot Russian tanker built specifically to traverse the frozen waters of the Arctic without an icebreaker ship completed a journey from Europe to Asia in record time this month, auguring the future of shipping under global warming. House Speaker Paul Ryan becomes the highest-ranking Republican to question President Trump's pardon of former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Migrant workers from India and Pakistan working to build Trump estates in Dubai complain that the subcontractor they work for pays days and weeks late. About two-thirds of union workers aged 18 to 64 are women or people of color. In the 1990s, Brown University women initiated a trend called the bathroom list, where a list of guys to avoid was scribbled in magic markers on the walls of the stalls. The system was picked up by many women in other colleges as well. Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke has already hired 21 political hires from the resource extraction industry. More than 121 law professors have argued that Zinke and Trump do not have the legal authority to alter or revoke presidential decisions on monuments. Citizens, small businesses, and solar companies were able to push back an effort in Nevada to bring back net metering and support rooftop solar in that state. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMF.